Audio Gravity, 9th of October 2009. Good morning. First link today, js-kit.com. Echo, change the conversation. Now, I've been messing around with Discuss for the last 6 months or so, and I'm quite happy with it, and I don't really need to see to change really at the moment. However, there's a lot of people in the scene who like Echo because of its real-time nature. So you can quickly embed Echo on WordPress, Blogger, or pretty much anything really, a website from a static page. I would like to actually try Echo on Posterous, see if there's an option in Posterous pro option maybe to be able to use other different conversational chat add-ons, comments if you like, to be able to use different ones just to see what they're like. But basically it turns your page into a real-time stream of digs, tweets, comments, and all that sort of stuff. So it's integrated with loads of services: Flickr, Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, Google, Delicious, FriendFeed, all sorts of stuff. So wherever you comment, basically, it fits in there. It's getting a lot of press on Twit TV, Building 43, SiliconANGLE. Go check it out. It's nice. I think I was originally alerted to this by I Hate Mornings at I Hate Mornings on Twitter. He used it for one of his projects to do with 50 pieces of music based on tweets, which I thought was pretty cool. And had a look at it and I thought, yeah, looks nice. I went over to their site. They've done a really nice update on their website, actually. Really nice design. So go check that out, js-kit.com. Next link today is over on Wiki Technology, beebhack.wikia.com/wiki/programs. So this is a bunch of programs, iPlayer downloaders, scripts, wrappers, all sorts of stuff for iPhone, Linux, and Mac OS X. Basically, these are programs to access the BBC servers to fetch indexes down and download videos or sound files directly from iPlayer, from the BBC iPlayer service. I don't know if these are broken or working or what's going on with them, but there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. There's versions written in Ruby, there's versions written in Perl. There's even a iPlayer downloader for the Mac, which has got a Cocoa front end to it. And I guess it's going to be one of those battles back and forth now, locking things out, changing the way it works, you know, hiding stuff. And it'll be back and forth until eventually, a year or two down the line, it'll be all sort of open and it'll be all open source. And they'll find another way via TV licensing, which will probably change to digital media licensing, of being able to get some money back that way. Next link today is over on pcplus.techradar.com, building the exascale computer, 1,000 trillion flops. Welcome to the world of exascale computing, machines so powerful they could save the world. One exaflop is 1,000 times faster than a petaflop. The fastest computer in the world is currently the IBM-based Roadrunner, which is located in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Roadrunner runs at an astounding one petaflop, which equals to more than 1,000 trillion operations per second. The supercomputer is 129,600 processing cores and takes up more room than a small house. Yet it's still not quite fast enough to run some of the most intense global weather simulations, nuclear tests, and brain modeling tests that modern science demands. So building these new exascale computers is going to definitely change. Well, it's just going to change the world, isn't it? To be able to predict things by having that much power and being able to, you know, use 3D GPUs now to be able to do some number crunching off the CPU. It's just incredible. We're in a real incredible phase. Another golden age of computers, I think. Next link today is, it's a bit of a long URL, so I'll put this in the show notes, but it's at smithers.cs.indiana.edu/censorchip. So it's censorchip. What this allows you to do is compare Google results or Yahoo results between China, France, Germany, United States, and China, France, Germany, United States. So you can literally put in France and then, you know, United States. Type in your search that you're looking for. You can either do a web search or an image search, and you can see from what sort of IP range are things getting censored. It's a nice little search for research, search for research for finding out what's getting blocked and what's not blocked. Next link today is a really nice sustainable green site that I've just started to follow, and they've got a nice little Twitter presence as well. Greenupgrader.com, sustainable products, ideas and news to help you upgrade to a greener lifestyle. And they've just got a whole bunch of really clever, well thought out ideas and blogs for a little bit of greener living. And finally today, last link, I've been playing around with Posterous for a while now, and I came across this Manchester.Posterous account, which is anything to do in Manchester. And what's nice about it is they've just put it in the sidebar, email, whatever they, you know, whatever your thing is, to post at Manchester.Posterous.com, and anybody can pretty much use email. You send in, you know, what's going on in the local area, and it sends it straight to you, and you can manage it or moderate it and say, yeah, this is okay, and you can submit it or not. I've been building themes for Posterous, but I'm realizing that I can use Posterous for a hell of a lot more, including the blogging component, having people from the local area also give you news, but also binding that together with the responder stuff to bring in local media as well. Interesting times ahead. That's it for today. Speak to you tomorrow. Cheers.